For over 10 years, Gail Simmons has decided the fate of hopeful chefs from all over the country. She's a judge on the show Top Chef, and she takes her job super seriously. And I know because I worked with her as a judge on the spinoff Top Chef Masters. And I was so struck by how thoughtfully she would taste the food, and how smartly she critiqued the dishes, and how carefully she'd decide who had to pack up their knives. But at home, Gail is, well, you know, she's just like most people. She often cooks simply and quickly, you know, works hard to feed her kid, and just gets something tasty on the table. But that idea of tasty is informed by years of eating incredible food all over the world, which makes her a perfect person for our series, The Key Three, where we talk to good cooks about the three things they think everyone should know how to make. We met up at a place called Haven's Kitchen in New York City to cook together.
Well, Gail, so great to see you.
Thank you, Francis. I always love hanging with you.
It's been a little minute.
I know.
You have eaten everywhere.
A lot of places.
Okay.
A lot of
almost
food.
Literally everywhere. Yeah. you literally have chefs falling over themselves to impress you on a daily basis.
That sounds
I've been there with you
romantic.
When it's happened. So the question is, what do you cook at home for yourself?
That's a good question. It's funny, I actually get this question a lot.
Yeah.
Well, the question usually starts as, do you cook at home? Because people, I think, who specifically watch me on Top Chef always see me in a very certain way. It is me, but it is a very curated, kind of edited version of me.
Sure.
And I'm often in like full hair and makeup and a cocktail dress. So they don't know if I actually cook or if I just sit and eat and judge people. Which I do a lot of.
Like in your regular life.
Yeah, I'm just judging everybody, wearing a cocktail dress. But now that I have a job that requires me to travel a lot and to eat a lot out, I find, especially as I get older and now that I have a child, that my food at home is much simpler.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of time. And at the end of the day, when I've also been working and eating a lot of heavy food during the week, I want to come home and just eat really simple, delicious,
yeah, just like
fresh
go-tos, like lots of things you don't have to think too hard about.
That's it.
So tell us about some of them. Tell us about, let's say three.
There are many, I've been thinking a lot about this, but there's three things that in my head are my go-to, really that deeply satisfy me, that I love to make. They are chicken wings.
You are my best friend.
Thank you. I've always loved a chicken wing, butterscotch pudding, and a really perfect fried egg sandwich.
These are solid choices.
They are not necessarily every single day recipes. You're not going to eat butterscotch pudding and chicken wings every day of the week. But they are three things that I feel like are great things to know how to make for entertaining, for pleasing yourself. And they are just three of my favorite things to cook.
Right on. So talk to me about the chicken wings.
Sure. Growing up in Toronto, there was a place from as far back as I can remember, probably middle school, where my friends and I always went for chicken wings. The best, spiciest chicken wings, crispy fried wings with an incredible dilly ranchy sauce.
Oh, cool.
And I've never been able to replicate those wings, but in the process, I have found other ways to make wings that I love, but there's just nothing to me more satisfying, more sort of decadent and silly and tasty because it hits all the points. There's the fat and the salt and the heat.
Sure. And then butterscotch pudding. Can I confess something to you?
Yeah.
Like, we're both food professionals.
Yes.
Okay, there is a microphone on me right now, but like in our private moment. Like,
understood.
I don't know. Just between us.
I
don't know what butterscotch is.
So.
What is butterscotch?
You know, it's a funny thing. This is the road I went down. What the hell is butterscotch? where does it come from? And my original belief was, well, it probably is two things, butter and scotch, which makes sense, would be in the recipe. So I had to go down a pretty deep rabbit hole. There's very little on the internet about this. Apparently, the scotch part of it comes from what possibly could be a word for scorch.
Huh.
Because you scorch the butter a bit. You brown the butter with sugar in the process of making it to caramelize it. And that's the best I could find for what butterscotch is. But really, butterscotch pudding is a very traditional custard made from caramelized butter and sugar, brown sugar I like to use because it has such a deep flavor, tempered with milk and cream. And then I decided, well, hell with these people. I'm definitely putting in scotch. And some recipes do put in scotch. But I'm an adult and I like scotch, so I'm going to add scotch. So my version has a little scotch. But you want to make it kiddie friendly, you could certainly leave the scotch out. And as long as you get a deep enough brown butter caramel, it's still going to taste pretty fantastic.
Right on. Mystery solved.
Right, there you go.
And the third thing you said is a killer breakfast sandwich.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, let's go make one.
All right.
All right.
Let's go to the kitchen. All right, so here we are down in the kitchen at Davin's Kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to make your ultimate breakfast sandwich.
And I hope you think it is, but I'm pretty excited about it. The first thing about a breakfast sandwich to me is obviously the egg has to be cooked well. And by well, I don't mean well done, but I mean so that the yolk is still runny, but not raw, and the white is firm. Most people don't know how to cook a fried egg very well.
It's tough.
They overcook it, they undercook it, etc. So that's the most important part of an egg sandwich to me. But for me, the other components that make it so delicious, obviously, is the cheese.
Okay.
Sharp cheddar.
Got it.
I mean, I'll take American cheese once in a while because, you know, we all have our dirty little secrets. But sharp cheddar cheese, and then a really beautiful ripe tomato. And the few things that I love on my sandwich that I think make it a little bit different and even more delicious are that I always put pickles on my fried egg sandwich. That acid just is so killer. And I like to use chilies, or in this case I'm using pepperdews, which are a South African pepper that are sort of mildly spicy and pickled.
Great.
And then mustard. Mustard is my number one favorite condiment of all time. I put mustard on almost anything that it is not embarrassing to put mustard on, even some things that are embarrassing to put mustard on. But I believe mustard makes most things taste better. And so there's always mustard on my egg sandwich. And all together, it's sort of like acid heat, and then fatty cheese and beautiful juicy tomato that has a little bit of acid too, and then that perfect egg. Lettuce.
I have to say, you come from the hamburger school of breakfast sandwiches.
Yes, the exact same method would make a great hamburger. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm putting mayonnaise on my bread, on 4 pieces of rye bread. I like rye because it just adds a little flavor. You know, you want every element to have a purpose. And I'm putting it on one side, but this is actually going to be the outside of the sandwich. And this is sort of the expert grilled cheese school as well, because mayonnaise will help it get golden and tasty. I'm gonna put a little butter in the pan, and I'm using a nonstick skillet here. I definitely don't recommend nonstick skillets for all cooking, but for cooking eggs, it really does help. Yeah, and you know, you don't need to be a martyr. It's not necessary. So I'm using a nonstick skillet, a big one. That's another thing. You never want a pan that's too small, but then things are crowded and they start to steam, right?
Yeah.
So that's important too. Just move that butter around a little bit, melt it, make sure that it's evenly distributed.
Okay.
And then the first thing you're gonna do is make your egg. And this might come as a surprise to people, but how I like to make my sandwich is that I make my egg separately, put it aside, make the sandwich, and then I put the egg in the middle right before serving it.
Oh, and you like to put the cover on the pan too.
You know, I don't always put a lid over my pan when I'm cooking eggs. But when you put the lid on, it tends to just cook things a little more quickly.
Sure.
As long as, again, you're not blasting that heat. You have to be gentle with your eggs. I do believe also that this is the perfect hangover food. The inspiration for this particular recipe with the mustard and the pickles comes actually from my college years. I went to school in Montreal at McGill University. I was vegetarian for a few years. Don't tell a lot of people that, except everybody who's obviously listening to the show. And there was this burger place in Montreal, and I think it's still around, I'm not sure, that made the most amazing burgers. But because I didn't eat meat, I could never enjoy them. But they had an egg sandwich on the menu that once I ordered it, I craved all the time, and because it had pickles in it. And that was the first time that I'd had an egg sandwich with pickles, and have been eating it that way ever since. So we're almost done here with the egg. I think this is good for me. Is that good for you?
It's beautiful.
I'm just taking my eggs gingerly out of the pan because you don't want to break that yolk.
Oh, that's a high wire act.
And I'm just setting those buttery eggs aside.
They are very beautiful and very buttery looking.
Maybe a little salt.
Season at the end, so you season after they're done.
Yeah, and then I'm going to add the rest of this butter back into the pan. And I'm going to start toasting up my bread and put the sandwich together.
So you're just toasting just the bread, mayonnaise side down, in the butter.
Right. And then once this has started to toast, and not totally toast, I'm going to spread mustard on the inside of the bread.
Okay.
So a little bit of mustard here.
In the pan,
mustarding
the bread.
Exactly.
And this is like really like a mustard lover's amount of mustard.
Yeah. I mean, look, you can moderate, but I'm giving you the best version of myself, Francis. I'm turning down this flame just a hair. And then I'm going to add pepperdews.
Yeah. They're so pretty. They're like so...
I know, they're beautiful.
Dainty little red, bright peppers.
They are, and they have so much flavor.
Yeah.
So I use, for one sandwich, about 5 peppadews cut in half.
But if you didn't have peppadews, any kind of pickled pepper will do.
Absolutely, any kind
Peter Piper's pickled peppers.
Right, and obviously this is all optional, but I'm just telling you what would make it the best.
Here comes your cheddar on top of the peppers.
I'm putting in that cheddar, and I'm just going to moderate it to the size of the bread a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to let that start to melt a little bit. And then, when it just starts to warm up the cheese, I'm going to add pickles, tomato, and a little bit of hot sauce.
Love it. Now you flip the sandwiches, so the new mayonnaise-sided bread goes on the downside.
Exactly. And then at the very end, you're going to put your lettuce and your egg. There we go. So I'm pulling them off.
Very nice.
Flipping them over, turning off that ferocious stove. And then I'm going to carefully...
Eggs.
Now this side, because there's no cheese, is the easier side, right? To slip, to open. And carefully first put in your eggs with the crispy edges.
Yeah, show the crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Show the edge.
Piece of lettuce. Put that back there. Don't squish it down too much, although it may pop when I slice it. We'll see. We're going to have to get that beauty shot. All right. Here we go.
Let's commit to the egg yolk.
I mean, you want to be a little bit careful when you slice, but just get in there, and there it goes.
There it
oozes a little bit.
Yeah. Bonjour.
Hello, mama. It's a pretty looking sandwich.
That is a pretty looking sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm in.
Good.
Is it good?
I 100% feel the pickles on this.
Good.
All right. Thank you so much for this sandwich that's not running down my face.
That's the point. It wouldn't be the ultimate breakfast sandwich if it wasn't.
Gail Simmons' cookbook is called Bringing It Home. You can find her recipe and watch a video of us making her ultimate breakfast sandwich at splendidtable.org. You know, I adore Gail, and it was a blast to get to hang out with her. And it also made me remember this thing that I realized when we were on Top Chef Masters together. There's this almost fetishized idea of having, quote, a good palate, right? It's as if what makes you a good eater is, you know, the ability to detect the 3 grains of cumin in a recipe, or that the tomato sauce has a subtle back note of ginger skin. And sure, yeah, a sensitivity like that is all good, but what I think having a good palate is really about is just being able to talk about what you're tasting. That you can put into words what you're tasting. And I remember our producers would always say to us, look, you're tasting the food for the viewers, so you have to tell us what it's like. And I think you do taste differently if you're thinking about how to describe it. You look for a story to tell. What's the first thing that grabs your attention? Then you think about how the flavor changes, if it mellows out or if it keeps being intense. And then you start to think about other ways to describe a flavor. Maybe you think about it like music. You talk about its rhythm or its depth or its high notes. And the more you do it, the more you come up with different metaphors and comparisons and ways of describing flavors and textures, and the more you start to appreciate what it is you're tasting, because now you've really spent the time and effort to really take notice of it. So, you know, I'm not a restaurant critic, but I've played one on TV, and I can tell you that you too can eat like a restaurant critic. You just have to sit down, dig in, and really pay attention.